Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sports and Best Way Radio.
Has never been better.
Welcome. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good and you, man?
Great, man. Yeah. So there's a hot topic. We have two, but there's the main one that everyone's been talking about. You get what I'm saying? So firstly, we're going to talk about the Olympics, and secondly, we are going to talk about Messi. Lionel Messi has officially left Barcelona. But the question is now, which team will he go to next? Uh-huh. Yeah, so, but he did leave a legacy there. He did leave quite a legacy there. So, big ups to Lionel Messi.
Big ups.
Lionel Messi. And, hey man, what do you think about Messi leaving? Do you think it was the right time for him to leave? Do you think he should have left earlier? Because we chatted about this when they got beaten, 7 or 8.
Yeah, we've been singing this song of.
Release
Messi, finally. It's like we've been liberated. We're free.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just happy for him. You know, he can get to. Yeah. I can say, I don't know if I'm right, but you're kind of a prisoner if you get treated like that. You know what I'm saying? You want to leave a team and they're bringing all sorts of stuff against you, you know.
Yeah.
So now, finally, 100%. It's free, you know. It's nice to. I'm not saying players should be leaving there and there, but come on. Yeah. A guy like Messi. I mean, if a guy like Ronaldo leaves Juventus, I mean, that's a bit, you know what I'm saying? But
it wouldn't be as.
It's not really a big deal because he's left a lot of teams. But he does stick around for a while in a team.
Yes.
But Messi's been in Barcelona. So that's what I'm saying. Messi is a freaking exceptional to he can leave. You know what I'm saying?
Cause
other team has he played for?
A good question.
So he can
because he only plays for a national team, Argentina, obviously. Now he's leaving. Like he's gone now. Mm. He's gone. So, but the question is, which team will he go to? Because there's some of them are saying Man City. Some of them are saying
Man City is like 80.
Some of them are saying Man City.
Man City is like 85% sure.
85%?
And then the rest of the teams, they're lower than that.
Are you 100% sure on that?
I feel sure of that. I think Man City is the option right now.
So Man City. Look, because we said in the past that Man City wanted Messi. They're ready to take him. And say, there's an offer. We are ready to take
him. And he wanted to go
to Man City. He wanted to go there.
So it would be funny now. Yeah. We don't know what would have changed his mind. But as far as I knew, even before when he wanted to leave, it was Man City.
Mm.
So, yep.
Yeah. So look, I'm looking forward to Messi playing in another team. But here's the thing, though. Before we go on, they say that when Messi goes to Man City, a lot of his fans will have pride because say, we have Messi now. a lot of people are saying that, like,
a lot of Man City supporters.
Well, a lot of Man City.
It will puff them up because now they'll feel like they are really kings, you know. But hey, I wasn't a Barcelona supporter, but hey, I would do wanna see Messi in a different.
I would see Messi in a different team.
If it's Man City, then let it be Man City, you know.
If it's another team, let it be another team.
So
when we come back, we're gonna speak about which team Messi that people think will go to. You get what I'm saying? And we gotta chat more about the Olympics because apparently South Africa has been conquering in that area.
Too much.
They've been conquering in that area. So I will speak more about that right after this. Radio has never been better.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM.
Our presenters,
The best topics, the most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio. We're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting. Radio has never been better.
Welcome back to the Spoon Jays, where radio has never been better. So I have some news here. It says Lionel Messi is leaving Barcelona after obstacle throughout contract renewal. And it says here, PSG contract Messi representative to explore possible signing. Barcelona says La Liga regulations made new deal impossible. So, they said...
It's PSG and Man City.
It's PSG and Man City.
That's the teams that are high ranked in terms of who might get... But it sounds like, I don't know, but you know articles.
Yeah.
Every
article is true, but they said Barcelona has announced that Lionel Messi is leaving the club after a financial and structural obstacle made it impossible to renew his contract. The forward, who has spent his whole career there, has been expected to re-sign after a deal expired in June.
It says, re-sign?
Yes.
No freaking way.
No, yes. So it says Paris Saint-Germain, which initials is PSG, has contacted Messi's representatives to explore whether signing him may be possible. The Argentina international turned down approach from PSG and Man City some months ago, having decided he wanted to continue with Barcelona, and he is expected to take his time to see how events unfold.
Look, like I said, articles are not true most of the time.
But they,
so, you know, sometimes what you find in an article, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Mm.
So, if you are an article writer like that, you have to write an article for that page, right?
100%.
And you are a Barcelona supporter.
Mm-mm.
What would you... I think you would also say something along the lines of, he's not going to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%,
so,
yeah.
We've been... I mean, there is... The reason I'm disputing the article is because I've heard Messi, remember when he was supposed to leave.
And you're supposed to go to Man City.
Long ago already when Barcelona lost 8-something to Bayern Munich.
Yes, I remember.
When he spoke actually out of his mouth saying, look, I'd like to explore the team that he wanted to go for was Man City. So... I don't believe that article, you know what I'm saying, to say he rejected both teams. First of all...
No, he rejected. First time he said he wanted to stay in Barcelona. That's the first time.
Yeah.
That's the first time they approached him and say, hey, we're offering you this. But he changed his mind because of political issues to say, hey, I'm going to stay in Barcelona. But now these two, now PSG is on the offer now. That's the tricky part.
Yeah, I think it's up to him. You know what I'm saying? I think they should let him choose. If he hasn't signed his whatever, I think let's honor Messi by giving him what he
100%,
wants.
100%.
Messi's a cool guy, if I can put it like
100%.
That. He's not like Ronaldo. Ronaldo doesn't take nonsense. Wherever he wants to go, he goes.
We'll talk about that
if
later.
If he wants to go to another team, he goes.
We'll talk about
that. Now, Messi's a guy that he listens, if I can put it like
that. Yeah, 100%. 100%,
so, I think they're taking advantage of that.
Yes.
Of that fact.
Yes.
He should go to any team he wants to. You know?
And it says here, despite FC Barcelona and Lionel Messi having reached the agreement of clear intention of both parties to sign a new contract today, this cannot happen because of financial and structural obstacle, Spanish La Liga regulations, a Catalan club said. As a result of this situation, Messi shall not be staying at FC Barcelona. Both parties deeply regret that that wishes of the player and the club will ultimately not be fulfilled. So they are not happy that Messi is leaving. Now these both parties are fighting now.
I mean, there's a lot of people fighting for Messi. There's
Yeah.
You have people who don't want to accept like that Messi is leaving, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's both in supporters and in his team members, you know what I'm saying? And you have, definitely there will be people willing to buy him if teams know he's on a sale, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously it all boils down to what he wants.
100%.
Why am I saying that? Because this time he has a right. He hasn't signed his contract. Mm-hmm. It's not like last time where they said he must pay this much before he leaves Barcelona. You know what I'm saying? So 100%. He's a free man. Whatever he wants, I think we should
respect
Messi's decision, just like we respect. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo, if he just decided he's leaving Madrid and he left.
And he left Madrid.
It was a big deal for a while, and it was finished. He left. You know what I'm saying?
So it's not going to be
whatever,
such a big deal.
That's
what
I'm thinking. If he wants to leave, he can leave. And
So look, it's the choice he made. He's like, you know what, I don't want to be here. Mm. But many people think, nah, he was just wasting his time there. But hey, man, he was winning cups there. I mean, I think it's the Copa America. He says he was the top goal scorer and he was like versing like young players.
Yeah.
But on top of that, he was a top goal scorer and player of the season. You get what I'm saying? So, a lot of people are saying that a lot of players can't recover what Messi has done. You get what I'm saying? So they Messi is the best. But like I said, there's someone out there that's better than Messi. I don't know who it is, but someone out there that's better than Ronaldo and Messi. You get what I mean? We don't know yet who's better.
Yeah.
But all I'm trying to say is that don't take pride in one person, because you may find out there's someone that's better than him. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, moving to Ronaldo. So
yes,
you said
Ronaldo.
you wanted to make a
talk. Look, I don't know, but like I said again, it might be social media, but the one I saw was recent.
Yeah.
Where two fans wanted to take pictures with him.
Yeah.
With Cristiano Ronaldo we're talking about now, and he basically pushed them off.
Pushed
them away. Now, don't get me, I might be wrong, but you know social media sometimes. But I don't know, Marcus, I just want to know from you.
Yeah.
I do think there are
professional
players who don't like supporters or who doesn't like being around people.
Yes, 100%.
You call it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not the first one. I mean, there's incidences. I mean, obviously, like I said, it's social media. You see others where he's throwing people stuff away. Shouting at people to say, switch off that camera, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things that you should expect when you become a celebrity, is that
100%, yes.
It's no longer your life alone, you know.
Yeah, so
you
like
are being watched. You will always have people, especially when you're famous. You can't expect to walk like a normal person walking to go buy chips at the shop.
And
you
know, with somebody
your life
not
is different
like bleeding,
now.
Yeah.
You know, you
are 100%, 100%. Look, in my opinion, look, at the end of the day, it's on that person. You get what I'm saying? It's on Cristiano Ronaldo, because he wanted that lifestyle. But there's a saying, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it, bro. You get what I'm saying? So, Cristiano Ronaldo, in my opinion, he chose this life.
Yeah. So it's normal for him to expect people to want to take pictures with him, because he is a celebrity.
You get what I'm saying?
Why then? I'm not saying it's right, but hey, you have a lot of supporters.
Yes,
people
100%.
Who see you for the first time, they don't know you, pissed or whatever. They're excited to take a picture with you, and you feel like your personal space is invaded or whatever the case may be. So it's crazy.
Yeah, so 100%, like, you know, when you want to become an influencer, there's a lot of things that's going to come with that. First of all, if you do something wrong, social media will criticize you.
It will definitely, you know what I'm saying?
Will come down on you. You get what I'm saying? They'll say, hey, you did this and this and this, we're going to fine you 1 million. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then, you see, there's a cost. Like, yes, you may have influence. Yes, 100%. But there's a cost to it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So If you complain that there's too many people around me, don't complain. that's my advice. Don't complain.
So what do you think about the fact that, I'm not saying he always does it, but just that particular one where he didn't like having fans around him? Because to me, honestly, they just looked excited for the fact that they saw Cristiano Ronaldo and they want to take a picture. I mean, that's probably something I'd want to do if I'd seen
100%.
Benzema. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me.
So, look, for me, he should have done that. Why? Because he's a public eye. You get what I'm saying? He's a public eye. And if he does, like I said before, if he does something wrong, many people will know about it. And you know social media.
Yeah.
They're going to post and post and say, why did he do that? And you might find out that child will report somewhere. Then social media will start coming down on Cristiano Ronaldo and say, hey, you need to apologize and he has to pay a certain fine.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're public eye, you have to be careful what you do.
Yeah.
Because when...
Well, yeah, I mean, it comes with it.
Yeah. Because you need to be careful what you do, because if you do something stupid, oh, we will know.
We will know.
Because there's like, when you're famous, there's like nothing that we don't know. Mm. Because you may be eating, sleeping, doing whatever. We're watching you. You get what I'm saying? We're watching you.
Well, 90% of a celebrity's life belongs to us.
You get what I'm saying?
No, honestly, because you find people wanting to find that celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Some of them, like, example, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He had people who stalked him, man, like.
Yes.
People who knew he was going to come here, they waited for him like 3 hours earlier just to be able to get a footage of Justin Bieber getting off a bus and getting in a building to post and say Justin Bieber getting ready for his... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes,
so when you become famous, I mean, people will go to the... Because they like you and they do anything also too.
And I think that's the reason why these celebrities have bodyguards, because... They're like, ish, man, these people they're all over.
Yeah.
They're all over. And, you know, when you become a public eye, man, like, it can be nice because you can impact people around the world, but it's how you impact them. Because, you know, you may find that when you're a public eye, that it's gonna impact another person. What you do impacts another person.
Definitely.
Let's say, for example, right? Let's say, I'm just mentioning alcohol, for example. Let's say a person is advertising alcohol. Like, let's say, for example, let's mention Cristiano Ronaldo with this water meme.
The
famous water meme. So, let's say Cristiano Ronaldo starts drinking alcohol. And he's just advertising. And they see him drinking alcohol. Says, hey, Cristiano's drinking that. Let me also drink that. Next thing, the person starts drinking, drinking. Then next thing, he becomes an alcoholic. And says, "Hey, man, you're alcoholic." Says, "But Cristiano Ronaldo was doing it." Then the media will come on you. Will come on Cristiano and says, "Hey, that child got addicted because of you. You have to pay a fine for that." And that's how some people get money. Unfortunately,
I agree.
You get what I'm saying? So, being a public eye in the sports industry or whatever industry, especially, this is the sporting base, so specifically in sports.
Yeah.
If you're good, many people will tell you. But if you're bad, many people will tell you in your face and say, hey, you suck. Like Pogba. Some team wanted to accept him, but they say, now we don't need you. Forget. I think it was PSG. It's like, we don't need you. We don't need you. Things like that. So it can be powerful being a public eye, but at the same time, it can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, another thing we can expect also, we don't know when, but hey, just big ups, be ready.
Yeah.
It's been something that's been going since the beginning of this week.
Okay.
Manny Pacquiao versus Mayweather. It might be coming up. I'd honestly like to, because they're old now. I'd love to see Mayweather specifically, but Manny Pacquiao, because he hasn't fought for a while, but he's still training as old as he is.
Yes,
Why is he training? We don't know. But yeah, he is training. So.
What I've heard is that he's not against Mayweather. He's going to fight. He's going to fight like very, very soon. Manny Pacquiao is going to fight very, very soon. I don't know who is against, but hey, man, I'd love to see Manny Pacquiao fight again. You get what I'm saying?
So,
because we have seen what's his Mayweather fight. We have seen a lot with Mayweather, but it's time to see Manny Pacquiao again. So I've seen his Instagram. He's always training. He's always training, always training. Yeah. And it's crazy, man. I don't know. He might fight Errol Spence Jr.
Errol
Spence Jr. So he might fight him on the 21st of August this month. So you're right, Mr. Calvin. He is fighting very, very soon. So look, I'm looking forward to see Manny Pacquiao in the ring.
Me too, man.
Please look forward to this fight. Obviously, the fight has been postponed to October because obviously Tyson Fury had COVID, but they're gonna fight in Las Vegas, so please look out for that fight. And I'm not gonna speak about the other fight, so I'll speak about it when it comes. Sure. So obviously back to Messi, right? At the end of the day, he's a public eye, and you can't determine the decisions he makes.
Yep.
Yes. Many people criticize him. I'll be honest with you. Many people are criticizing him. Why did you leave? You were better there. What? But at the end of the day, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
At the end of he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So look, I'm not gonna criticize Messi. Look, it was a good decision because he's been there. He has been there for long. He has played with the likes of Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Guys. He played with Ronaldinho in a very, very young age, and he was good. He was always good. You get what I'm saying? But and I believe whatever team he goes to, he'll still be the same Messi. But must realize something. He is getting old at the end of the day. So here's another question. What if he opens his own club? Just like who's this David Beckham?
Yeah.
Did. If he opens his own club, will we see Messi's in those people? With that, we're talking about after he plays for these teams. You get what I'm saying? Big ups to Messi. Obviously with Ronaldo, what he did wasn't nice. Honestly, it wasn't nice because he's a public eye because man, he's gonna get pounded for this. I'm not saying he does it all the time. It's just that maybe, he wants his own space. Like sometimes people need to get their own space just to think as to, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? You get what I'm saying? So many people live a social media life. A lot of people live a better life than social media. And Cristiano Ronaldo, I have a feeling he's both. He can live a good, but in some things in real life, people encounter like, hey man, Cristiano Ronaldo, what's happening? I believe, I'm going to just say this, right? Messi is more humble than Cristiano.
In my opinion also, I'd say yes.
You get what I'm saying? So what I've seen, he's more humble than Cristiano Ronaldo. So anyway, before we go, the Tokyo Olympics. There's guys that are from South Africa that won. So big ups to them. It's guys from South Africa, England, and the USA that have been and Germany as well. There's guys that have been winning from there, but especially South Africa as well. I'm just going to mention the Springboks have been doing very, very well. I don't know if you have seen Mr. Calvin. They've been doing very, very well. So big ups to the Springboks, man. And I'm just going to mention Bafana, because someone mentioned that the Cassava Cup that they took was nothing.
Look, it's something, you know what I'm saying?
It's something!
Something to start something.
You get what I'm saying? So
big ups to the Bulls. To the Bulls, no.
Not the
freaking
Bulls.
Freaking ways. To the Sharks. You know what
Your
I'm
favorite
saying?
Team, Mr. Carl.
Yeah, we beat the Bulls. Last week.
Oh, how much?
Yeah. It was 38-20-something.
But you guys didn't beat Bulls that bad, guys.
Yeah, but it's still a beating, you know what
I'm saying?
It's
still a beating,
yes. It's Well, one team had to try more than the other.
Oh my gosh. But look, I've seen our Sharks have been also doing well.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, look, big ups to the Sharks, man. But anyway, Boca also, like the Bucks are doing very, very well. They beat the British Irish Lions, man. Like
twice.
Twice! Two test matches. If I'm not mistaken, there were test matches.
Yeah.
Man, If the Rugby World Cup comes again, I'm not predicting that they're going to take it again.
Yeah,
but if
I
do,
am.
You predicting they're going to take this
definitely
again?
Definitely. Look, yeah, they will.
You get what?
Well, the British Irish Lions can't be in there.
Whoa! Well, what happens if they're in the cup?
That's not possible. Then that's
come
not
on.
That's not a World Cup. Then what do you
what?
Call it? Because, bro, what is British Irish Lions?
Okay, so it mixes with four countries.
Well, that means there won't be Ireland. Ireland wouldn't be there.
There won't
British
be Ireland,
Irish,
Scottish?
England has players. Irish has England players also in there. So it's not possible for British
Irish. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right there. So you get what I'm saying? So before we close, just a fact that you should look out for, obviously, The Woodley versus Jake, and the Manny Pacquiao fight that's coming up. Please look out for that. Manny Pacquiao versus Errol Spencer, and obviously Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury number 3. The question is, who is going to take it? So anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin,
the number of heaven.
Of course. But it's been good. It's been real. We're gonna say peace out and God bless. This is the supporting base where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to? Always in the open to ActiveFM.
Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook
@ActiveFM.